When people start wholesaling, they tend to have a lot of questions about SKU numbers. They want to know if they need SKU numbers. They want to know how to create them, whether or not they're needed. And I find that people tend to overcomplicate their SKU systems. On today's episode, I'm going to answer some of the frequently asked questions that we hear in Paper Camp when it comes to creating and utilizing a SKU system. And I'm going to spare you from some common mistakes that we see when people are developing their SKUs. Today's episode is brought to you by our free on-demand wholesale audio series. You can get instant access at prooftoproduct.com/privatepod. In this audio series, I'll walk you through the biggest mistakes and some common questions that folks have when they're starting and scaling wholesale, ultimately so you don't make the same mistakes that myself and others did. You can binge this audio series in less than an hour, and you can listen on the go on your favorite podcast player. No fluff, just concrete action steps and answers to help you simplify and strengthen your wholesale sales. Get access at prooftoproduct.com/privatepod. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, friends, let's start with what is a SKU, and I'm talking about SKU numbers. A SKU number is an internal item number to help you identify each product in your collection, and it is the number that a wholesale customer will use when placing an order with you. These are not UPC numbers. They are internal product numbers that you create and use for your business. I'll get into how to create these SKUs in a minute, but what is important to note here is that each and every product that you sell to wholesale will have a SKU number. It should have a SKU number, including any variations in color or size. Why do you need a SKU number? Well, having a SKU system benefits you and your team internally, as well as your customers externally. Having SKUs simplifies the sales process and your marketing process and ensures that you and your customers are referring to the same products. Having SKU also simplifies your product fulfillment process. It leads to fewer errors with order submissions and processing, and it helps to streamline customer communication. SKU systems also help with inventory management, which is a huge battle for most product-based businesses, particularly as they grow. Your internal logistics will be much more smooth if you have SKU systems in place. And again, this is particularly important as your wholesale business scales its operations and its sales. So, for example, rather than having a customer tell you that they want the green bandana with cats on it, but not the light green one, they want the dark green one, they'll provide you with a SKU number and everyone knows what is needed to ship. How do you create your SKU system? We want our SKU system to be simple and intuitive. We recommend using an alphanumeric SKU number, meaning a mix of letters and numbers for each SKU. And we ideally want your SKU number to provide guidance for which product categories or product variations that it represents. So we typically recommend 2 to 3 letters attached to 2 to 3 numbers that will make up your SKU. The reason for this is that it's easier for the human brain to remember and process alphanumeric numbers. If you have just letters or if you have just numbers, there is more room for human error. So we recommend mixing it up, doing a mix of letters at the front end and numbers at the back end. Now, some examples here. Let's go back to our green bandana with the cats example. Our SKU for that might be BDGC001. Now, BD would represent the category of bandanas. So any bandanas that we have, we will start with BD. And then GC represents green cats. So that's describing the style or the variation. And then 001 represents that it's the first SKU within that category. Now, if we had other bandanas, we would have them again be BD, and maybe it's blue elephant. So it's BE and then, you know, 002, because that'll be the second bandana in the collection. So I just want to clarify that the letters will distinguish kind of which category and which variation, and then the numbers will kind of run over, you know, 001, 002, and so on and so forth. If you sell occasion-based products, it would make sense to work those details into your SKU. So maybe if you sell birthday products, you would have BIR at the front of your SKU. Or if you sell holiday items, you would have HOL at the front of your SKU. You get the idea. If you sell candles, you might start your SKU with CN or CD or something like that, and then add two letters to indicate the scent of each candle or the size of each candle, if that's a differentiation point within your line. If you sell apparel, you might want your SKU system to correspond to the season which it was released. Maybe something released in the summer uses SM with the year attached to it. It depends. Do you want it to tie to the different product categories, or do you have things in a release cycle that references that season? It's really up to you. Some other things to think about when creating your SKU numbers: you want to avoid overly long and complicated SKUs. Long and complicated SKUs really run the risk of errors in the ordering process and the fulfillment process. It's hard for humans to remember long numerical codes, and it, again, leaves room for errors in that process. I think about times where people have given me their credit card number, or my kids read off like a gift card number to me, and like we have to go back through it very carefully because just one number off will give us the wrong information that we need, right? And if your SKU is off by one number, you may send the wrong product, and we definitely don't want that. You want to avoid SKU numbers that are too similar to each other. Again, if you have SKU numbers that are the same exact except one digit is changed or one letter is changed, that may lead to errors in that ordering and fulfillment process. Like I just mentioned, the human brain, you know, sometimes plays tricks on us. You want to give your SKU systems room to grow, meaning you want to have flexibility in your numbering system to add SKUs during future product releases and have them still fall in line with your existing SKU system. So for this reason, I often recommend that the letters, again, of the SKU articulate the product category or the style or the variation, and then we follow that up by three digits to identify which item number that is. By having three digits, you can start with 001, then go to 002, and so on, all the way up to 999 before you need to add a fourth digit to the SKU system. You'll have room to grow in that respect. So think bigger picture here when you're creating these SKUs. One last consideration I want to mention here, but this really deserves its own podcast episode, is that if you discontinue a SKU, you should not replace it with a different product. So let's pretend you have a birthday product, it's BIR003. If you decide to pull that from your catalog, you will no longer have a SKU number BIR003. It will be grayed out. It will be discontinued. As you make new products, you will not fill in BIR003. You will add the new SKUs to the end of the line. So the numbers will be far higher than 003, right? That number will no longer be in use. Just remove it from the line and keep adding new SKUs at the back. Otherwise, it can get confusing. Are they wanting the old BIR003? Are they ordering from an old catalog? We want to make sure it's very clear that each product has its own unique number. Now, as you can see, there are many ways to set up your SKU systems, and you want to do so in a way that makes sense for your brain, your internal business systems, and your ordering and fulfillment processes. We want our SKU numbers to tell a story and clearly and quickly show us which products people are ordering. It really gets helpful as we scale and we're running inventory numbers or we're running sales reports. We're going to base those reports off of the SKUs, and we want things to look organized and streamlined so that it makes our job of crunching our numbers much more easier. But ultimately, do what works for you and remember to keep things simple. That's the biggest piece of this. Keep it simple. I also want to strongly encourage you to think carefully about your SKU system and set it up as early as possible in your wholesale journey. It can sometimes be difficult to go back and change the SKU system once it's out in the world, so spend some time thinking about what makes sense before you start wholesaling. I have had students join Paper Camp and a couple of issues. They either didn't have SKU numbers because they hopped on a platform like Fair where they didn't necessarily need SKU numbers and they didn't think they needed them at all, or they had super long and confusing using SKUs, and we had to go back through and reorganize them to simplify their system. So even if you don't think you need SKUs, if you are wanting to sell wholesale, you should have a SKU system in place. We don't want to have to backpedal. We don't want to have to redo work. We want to have accurate data points to reflect back on when we're looking at sales reports or inventory management, and SKU systems are going to help you with that. All right, friends, that is all I have for you today. Hopefully this episode cleared up any questions you have about why you need a SKU system and how to set yours up. Having a SKU system in place will, again, make you look polished and professional. It will streamline your ordering and fulfillment processes. It will benefit your wholesale business over the long term, and it makes it so much easier for your customers to place an order from you. And ultimately, that is our goal here. We want to make it as easy as possible for people to place an order with us. So having that SKU system is a big piece of that. If today's podcast episode was helpful for you, please share it with a friend and leave us a 5-star rating and write a review. I read each and every review that comes in, and I love hearing how our podcast is positively impacting you and your business. So thank you if you've left a note. Also, if you are looking for additional wholesale resources, be sure to check out our wholesale audio series at proof2product.com/privatepod. It's free. It's on demand. You can listen on your favorite podcast player, and I'll walk you through common mistakes and questions that folks have when they are scaling their wholesale. Basically, we want to make sure you're not making the same mistakes we did. So just head over to proof2product.com/privatepod for more of that. Have a great week, everyone, and thanks for staying with me till the end.